The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Gentlemen, this is the Gathering Offering, number 2, with Jerry Kirk and the Tempting Servant. This is December 16, 2021. I'm required to say all that, I'm told. Anyway, I wanted to do just a little bit of cleanup from last week. There was a very good caller that called in when I spoke about the BAR, British Aristocrat Registry or Registration. I do not doubt that that other gentleman found the words that he used somewhere. They change words and meaning words all the time. However, both of us admitted that it said British first, and the next two words were in a little bit of debate. I would like you to think about that. British, whatever the other gentleman said, and there's been numerous ways to report it. But it still has British there. Now, I want to go into something that probably some people will get upset with me. I really don't care. The good guys and the good gals, they're not going to get too upset, I don't think. As far as the bad guys and the bad girls, I know where you're going. And it's not going to be pleasant. Anyway, there is a female, I'm not sure exactly what species, but she's on about every week. She has reddish hair. And I get a real kick out of her when she's doing this, I don't know what she calls it, but she's speaking for somebody in the executive branch of the United States. And she gets up there at times, and a couple of weeks ago, she got up there, and she starts moving her hands, and she's jumping, and she's going this way, and she's going that way, and everything like that. I mean, she's conducting Beethoven's Fifth concert, Beethoven's Fifth. Well, I'm rather confused, because all of the media that I see on TV and YouTube and everything like that, they're lying about her name. Her name starts with a P. And then the next letter is an S. Her name is Pisaki. And I'm tired of her Pisakiing on my leg. Now, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but they're not even speaking her name right. But you got to get a kick out of her doing this, waving her hands and pointing and just all over the place. I'm here to tell you that people that act like that, if she's a person, I really don't know, maybe she's a robot, you need to be aware of them because they're kind of like imbalanced, as politely as I can say it. And I really don't want anybody peeing on my boots. Now, I want to go into a little bit more of getting to know you. There was a guy named Napoleon. Probably everybody's heard about him. Called the Little General. Officially, they say that he was 5'6". Well, he was wearing 2-inch lifts, most likely. Now, he forced a female named Josephine to get a divorce so that he could marry her. This was all done for political reasons. Well, Josephine had been married to somebody else. She had 2 children, and she saw what was coming down. And so she gathered up a fair amount of grocery money, you know, gold, silver, and she got both of her children to get out of France. Now, they didn't just go straight to England. That would have given them a, you know, they wouldn't have made it. So they went south, they found the ship, and they came over to America. Well, I had mentioned last week about my relative Francis Slay. Well, he had a daughter. And that daughter grew up and eventually ran into one of Josephine's children, a male. Well, that was the name Deland, D-E-L-A-N-D. And that's where my mom came from Delands that married Whalens. So that's just a little bit of a, you know, finishing up of some history. But the kings and the queens, if they didn't like you, they would murder you. So Josephine, she did marry Napoleon, she had to, and she never had any children. I suggest that Josephine was doing something to make sure that the Napoleon seed did not get in her. And after a while, Napoleon figured this out, and he murdered her. And then he married somebody else. So that's just a little bit of history. I'm a great fan of history. He who fails to study history fails to not recede it, redo it. You have to study history to get away from it. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into one more treaty. Last week I hit people with a lot of treaties, and I want to hit you with a big one right now. Oops, how could there be another one bigger? Well, there is one bigger. If one goes to U.S. Statutes at Large, 116 through 132, you will find the Treaty of Amity, Commerce and Navigation. This treaty was signed on November 19, 1794. That was 12 years after the war. 12 years after the war. Think about this. 1776, we had a war, and 12 years later. Article 2 of the treaty states that the king's troops were still occupying the United States. Wait a minute. We got a constitution, we won the whole nine yards. Well, how come there were still British troops in the United States? I mean, this is in the treaty. There's great controversy as to how many British troops were still in the United States. Remember, they didn't have a way to really get all the information. some people say, well, there was between 20 and 40,000 British troops still here. Wow. Some people say there was between 30 and 50,000 troops. That's a lot. Well, anyway, because of the nice king, he decided that the troops would return from England by June 1st, 1796. Now, the troops were still here because we were still under British rule. Never, ever happened. Nothing ever happened. Now, I'm going to go to the Samuel Johnson Dictionary. The Samuel Johnson Dictionary is what we call the Supreme Court used for 20 years. And, by the way, that Samuel Johnson Dictionary, you can get access to it on freedom-school.com, and you can look up some things. So anyway, so this Samuel Johnson, he was the recorder for the, you know, United States. And from 1750 to 1790, I'm repeating that. I'm going to give you a definition. Republic. Commonwealth. The definition of a republic. Commonwealth. State in which the power is lodged in more than one. That's it. 11 words. Now, everybody has this opinion that they know what a republic is. I'm here to suggest that an awful lot of people really don't know what a republic is. But let's go back into some history. Ancient Greece was a republic. Rome was a republic. China, Russia, Mexico are republics, and so is the USA. Now, is there a little bit of confusion here? The United States has got what everybody wants to say, we've got a republic. Long live the republic. Well, if it's such a good deal being a republic, how come the condition is so bad right now? You got to think about this just a little bit at some particular time. Now I want to go into something. Everybody says we should vote for this. You know, we the people, we know how to vote. We know law. Well, let's see if we know a little bit of law. When you hear the words state of Missouri, what does that mean? Well, you may have heard Missouri the state. That's easy for me to understand. But what is state of Missouri? Well, in law, you have to look up the word of, O-V. That means the condition of the state of Missouri. You have to look that up in law. I've done it. Okay, let's say state of Oklahoma. That's the condition. That is a commercial condition. That's what everybody doesn't want. They don't want to be under that. But let's go forward a little bit. As of 2018, there were 9,495 incorporated cities, towns, and villages in this country. As of 2020, there were 3,143 counties and county equivalents. Now, we all know, we think we know how many states are in a federal government. Oh, we think we know that, maybe. Well, now, let's say that you happen to be a very diligent individual and that you want to make sure that you comply with all the laws of your city or your town or your village. So you go out and you learn them all, and you're a good guy or a good girl. You don't break any of the laws because you want to make sure you're doing correctly. But now you drive from one city to another city, and you don't know what those laws are. And you drive to another county, and you don't know what those laws are. And every single individual is faced with this problem. For example, me, there's a law about seatbelts in Springfield, Missouri. I detest seatbelts. And I'm going to go right into why I detest seatbelts. Because when I was young, 19 years of age, I was driving to work, and a car in front of me, about 250 yards, something like that, lost control and hit one of the big information signs. Anyway, so I obviously pulled over, and there were three or four people got to the car, and there was a young man about 35 years of age, and he was trapped in his car, and his car was starting on fire under the hood. And so everybody's standing around. I said, get out of my way. I got in there, and I managed to get his driver's side door open. And his left foot was wedged up under the dash. And this guy was handling the pain pretty good. And I said, buddy, I can't get you out of here without breaking your ankle. I've got to break your ankle to get you free from the dash. He said, all right, go ahead. Well, I busted his ankle. And then I went to get him out. And he had a seatbelt on. And the seatbelt jammed. And for some unknown reason, my pocket knife that I always carried was not in my pocket. And so two or three other men came up, and we grabbed hold of that seatbelt, and we could not break it. We couldn't get it off. And now the heat was getting real bad. It was bad enough that it was burning his legs. It was burning my arm. It was burning the side of my face. And I stepped back, and I asked everybody, has anybody got a gun? Please, anybody got a gun? I need to shoot this man. Nobody had a gun. And I had to stand there and watch that man burn to death. Now, you think I really like seatbelts? No, I don't. But whenever I go to Springfield, Missouri, they got a law. You know, you come into the city, we enforce seatbelts. So I have to put the GD thing on so that some cop won't see me and stop me and give me a ticket for a seatbelt. Now, I've had a couple other things happen with people with seatbelts, and it wasn't any fun either. Okay? I don't want to be told that I have to wear a seatbelt. People say, well, you could be in an accident and you could go through the windshield. I've done that. Went completely through a windshield, was stuck by my hip and had to get back out and take care of the other two idiots that were in the car. Okay? I'd rather go through the windshield than get trapped and get burnt. So now just start thinking about all the other little laws that they can stop you for. And you need to learn 19,495 incorporated cities, 3,143 counties. It's ludicrous to have this many laws. Oh, well, our community wants to do it different. Well, I'm not part of a community. I resent the term when people say, oh, you got to be part of a community. We're, you know, turn on local TV. You can't, you know, in a half hour, you're going to hear the ads. Oh, the community. Oh, we're all joining together in a community. Well, I have zero desire to join all the eight balls, all the idiots. I choose to be in a congregation. Now, I'm not going to go much farther than that, except to tell you that the word community does not appear in the King James Bible. But a congregation does appear in the Bible. Really long list of things. I'm hearing some music. I guess we're getting ready to have a break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Then the governor signs it. Is that a law? Or is it a bill? That's your question. Is it a law or is it a bill? Well, in law, it is nothing more than a bill. It doesn't become a law until somebody tests it at the Florida Supreme Court. You have to go all the way through the circuit, the appellate, and the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court of Florida says, hey, we think this bill is okay, now it becomes a law. Did you know that? I'm not trying to put anybody down, but the intricacies of law are so beyond the capacity of the average individual, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The average individual, and there's a lot of solid people out there, they know right from wrong, and they hear some politician stand up and talk in general terms. They say, I'm going to vote for him. Well, they don't know what he's going to do if he's bought and paid for. But they vote for him. And then you get a snake sometimes. Well, more than just sometimes. And they go in and they do this and they say, well, I did the best job I could on this bill. He negotiated. Show me a bill that has not been negotiated. You have a senator. He's against this. He's against that. But he has to take some of this horse manure to get part of his bill introduced into the entire bill. It's called compromise. You don't compromise when you have something that's correct. You don't negotiate it down. But that's the system that we're in. Again, I repeat, Greece, Rome, China, Mexico, Russia, USA. And you can find dozens more that the people have been scammed and thinking that a republic is something that's good for them. Oh, boy, am I in trouble right now. This is called Republic Broadcasting Network. There's all kinds of guys that have shows that say Republic of Texas, so forth. I'm not against those guys. I just want them to go wake up and say, you can't have a republic in every single incorporated city, town, and village, every county, because then nobody knows what's going on. You really have no clue. You got to think about this. Have we been conned into a system, which is called Mammon? That's anything of man's government. And we think that we have some control. Well, you don't have any control. Because guess what? You don't have the grocery money. The big, giant grocery money. And after this break, I'm going to go into a little bit of me being precocious. That's what my grandma and my great aunts called me. Because they said, Jerry always seems to be bringing up stuff. And we can't defeat what he's saying, but we can't explain it while we're doing it. Wouldn't it be really great if every one of us had one single law? And when I mean that single law, everything's totally defined. And everybody across America would know exactly what the law is. You don't get a law that's perfect in every shape and form by having me or my dad or my mom or you or anybody vote for it, because that always means negotiation. And it also means that you can have a really good guy living right beside you and you're a good guy. And because he thinks a word means something different than me, yet we're on the same page. But we didn't take the time with each other to figure out that one word that he has a different definition than I do, and now we're against each other. That's not the way it's supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to have all good neighbors. We're not supposed to have any bad neighbors. But we have failed. And I think I'm hearing something in the background. We're moving on to a commercial break.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Continue a little bit. I would like to mention at this particular time that you're here listening to some music called the Celtic Battle Music, the King of the Highlands. I highly recommend that you go to YouTube, use the exact name that I just gave you. Do not get Celtic Mix or something like that, and listen to it. And while you're listening to it, scroll down to the comments and read the comments. You're going to hear some very interesting comments. A number of them will make you laugh. Well, why am I doing this? I'm trying to get you to, people use fancy terms and everything like that, to discover something in yourself. Now, at an early age, I was able to discern, I didn't know that music. but you could not get me away from horses. As a matter of fact, there was a picture one time, I was 6 months old, and my grandpa Kurt had me sitting on top of a horse. My hands were on the saddle horn, and he was holding on to my left leg pretty firmly to make sure I was, you know, not going to fall off. Well, I learned how to be around horses, and I didn't learn to be around just good horses. I learned how to be around bad horses, and I'm going to give you one example. At Tropical Racetrack down in Miami, I wound up with a job there, helping clean out the stalls and handling some racehorses. And one day, this one stallion, there was a rule. Three people had to get him and get him out of the stall before you could clean the stall. And then two people would handle him outside. He was extremely mean, and that was because of the way people treated him. Well, one day I was there, and all this giant commotion over at that stallion stall. And the man's head was a pancake. All of his brains were out. They drug him out. A very nasty sight, to say the least. Well, the horse was so valuable, that guy broke the rules, and he got dead, and they didn't do anything about it. Well, at the racetrack, from about 11:30 till 1 o'clock, was lunch, and everybody ate lunch and took a nap. Well, me, I said, okay, this is a way I can go over there, and I can work with that stallion. And after about 2 days, I was able to go into that stallion stall and pat him and brush him and pick his feet, do everything. The reason was because I started talking with that stallion, not just with my words, but with my actions. And you have to get down to a basic level to communicate with people and with animals. And that's when I really knew that I thought I had something going. Of course, I got caught doing that, and they banned me from the racetrack. You know, hey, I just did something nobody else can do, and I get banned. I get punished. And I told people, they've been hitting this horse with the end of their pitchforks. They've been sticking him. Look at the holes in his butt, in his chest. Now, that didn't matter. They're just going to keep on their way. They knew more than I knew. I don't agree with people that know more than me when I already proved to them that I could do it. I'm hard-headed, you might say. Now I want to go into banking a little bit. Well, let's see. The United States Bank was created in 1791. This was a private bank, just like the Federal Reserve Bank is, of which there were 25,000 shares issued, of which 18,000 were held by those in England. Wait a minute. United States Bank, 1791, and 18,000 shares or 25,000 shares were held by the Dukes and other King people and all that other kind of stuff. Well, gee whiz, that leaves 7,000 shares left over. Well, you know, France wanted a few. Italy wanted a few. And a few shares were granted to the snakes that were involved in the formation of the so-called government of the United States of America. Now I'm going to get in more trouble. Do I believe in red, white, and blue? Yes, I do. Because that represents America. That represents the land of America. That represents the goodness in America. But watch your football games, ladies and gentlemen. Watch any event that you want to where they got a band out there and doing this, that, and the other. You're going to see a flag with either a gold knob, or it can have a gold tassel, or it can have a gold fringe, or it can have a gold eagle on it. Now, anything in gold means that you are under military jurisdiction. Wow. I'm under military jurisdiction. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for the Army, did I? How come I'm under military jurisdiction? Well, when you walk into military jurisdiction, folks, you got a hard way to fight. And even if you got the best BAR, British Aristocrat Registry attorney, you're going to have a hard time. Now, the two best attorneys that I'm aware of in this country, as far as for publicly knowing as such, is Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. Now, just stop and just say, okay, that's okay. We're going to agree with the jury or disagree. I don't care. All right. Now, I want to ask each of you a question. Can you give me a definition of the word chaos? I think that almost everybody can come up with a plausible definition of the word chaos. Okay? What's going on in our so-called society now is chaos. Food shortages, forcing you to take a shot, giving you penalties, arresting you, doing all kinds of things to you. That's chaos. But is that the type of chaos I'm talking about? No. I'm talking about chaos in a courtroom. What is chaos in a courtroom? Well, here's how to explain it in regular terms. Party A brings up 10 items in their court suit. And the court finds all 10 of them to be totally valid. Party B brings up 5 or 6 or 7 items, and they're all found to be no good at all. However, if the issue is so big, the court rules for the guy that had nothing correct, because that is chaos. It would harm the industry. It would harm so much money. My first chaos case of the type I'm talking about with government, I knew attorneys wouldn't talk about this, okay? So I had one law firm that I had been working with, and I knew that they had had a chaos case, and it was against 10 hospitals. It was a group of 10 hospitals. And they won every point in every issue. And the hospitals lost everything. And yet they lost, the attorney I knew, lost the case. That's because he didn't really understand chaos as much as he should have. So I did all my homework. I found out about everything about his hospital case. And then I took him a chaos case. And he couldn't believe it. And the case was this. In 1971, the state of Florida passed a bill, and it took away all municipal city police officers' badges. There were no more city police anywhere in the state of Florida. Now, that doesn't do me any good at that moment. So I had to boogaloo from Orlando up to Tallahassee, and I brought 5 different issues, and I went to the records department to get rules and procedures. What rules and procedures? We got a bill here. You cannot read a bill or a law until you know rules and procedures, because they then tell you what you can and cannot do with this bill or law. Now, I discovered this in September, approximately September of 1986, and I took this up to, I'll just say Johnny, he was the attorney, and he says, oh my God, every city cop has been without a badge. They don't exist by bill, by rules or procedures, anything. They don't exist in the state of Florida. And I said, yeah, is this kind of like a chaos case? He says, do you know about chaos case? I said, yeah, here's your hospital case. So what did I do? I said, well, you know, we'll lose this. We really don't want to have murderers, rapists, and on and on and on for the last 15 years get a new trial, because all the evidence that the police, municipal police officers, city cops, when they went in to testify, would all be thrown out because it was fraud. So what did I do? I said, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I want you to go up and meet with the governor, the attorney general of Florida, the Florida Supreme Court justice, and there was another guy there. I forget what he did. Anyway, I had Johnny negotiate with him. And the negotiation was this. The city of Orlando's police department will have 30 days of which they may not arrest or book anybody. All they can do is take them into custody, 1,800 city cops in Orlando. And they could take them into custody, and then they had to take them over to the county jail. And then the county would arrest them and book them. Now, that was the best I could do. And I dadgum didn't want rapists and murderers and all kinds of other bad people getting out of jail for, you know, a free ticket by this mistake of government. And that was my largest chaos case, okay, that I did. When I say I did that, it was because of my precocious nature, that my grandma and my great aunts always said, Jerry's precocious. But I found it, and I did it, and I went through. Now, you have to imagine how many of those 1,800 Orlando City police officers were really ticked off at me. They didn't like me. But a few of them said, he actually found something that none of us knew. And before it was over, I had more than 50% of the Orlando City police officers saying, you know, Jerry doesn't lie. And I'm not lying to you tonight or any other time. I do this for one reason. I'm ordered to do this. Now, I want to repeat something I've said before. I may know something about some subjects, but I do not know something about all subjects. And there is not one single subject that I know everything about. Nobody but the Father in heaven knows everything. Now, his only begotten Son communicates with him on this fast time frame, and so the Son is like the only begotten Son is, you know, bam, they're right there. And, you know, so, and the Son enforces, the only begotten Son enforces the Father's laws. Father's laws are perfect. All of man's laws are totally and completely imperfect. Now, let's go right back to Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. They got hit with the election fraud. Now, there's no question in my mind at all, zero, that there's election fraud. I discovered election fraud in September of 1987, okay? And it was monster. I'm not going to go into all those details, but it was monster, okay? Total, complete election fraud. Well, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, as they proceeded up the chain of command in the courts, they were then hit with chaos. And I have yet to hear Lynn Wood or Sidney Powell bring up the term, the legal usage of the word chaos. Because you know what would happen? They would pull their bar license. Now, Lynn Wood kind of got real close, and so they're after him in numerous states trying to pull his bar license. Because he didn't use the word chaos, but he kind of explained it a little bit a couple times. Now, when you have somebody like Lynn Wood, that I'm going to guess, I have no idea. But the guy's got to be probably worth billions of dollars. I mean, he's got grocery money. But, you know, he wants to stay in the fight, and he is not allowed to bring up and discuss chaos. Now, I went down to my dad, and I asked my dad, I said, can you discuss chaos with me? He says, yes. He says, but I can't discuss it in public. He said the retribution that he would receive would be unbelievable. Okay? So, what we have in America is chaos at every level. And there's no retribution going to be paid. Have a break now. Thank you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I did not hear anybody call in. I just kept going forward because I didn't hear of anything, people calling. Maybe people have said, oh, I can't stand this. This is too much. Or who does he need to say these things? Well, I am what I am. Whoops. Did I borrow what the Old Testament's name for the only begotten Son? The I am that I am. Can you find that in the Old Testament? In the New Testament, how many times do you read, I am, and he goes forward. And then in another place it says, that I am. That's his first given name. Yes, he's the only begotten Son of the Father. But does he have another name? Well, yeah, we do have another name for him. If you go to the book of Enoch, you'll find that, whoops, we can't talk about that yet. We got to talk about the first one, the Father. The Father is known as Ancient of Time, singular, because before the Father created the only begotten Son, there was no time. It didn't exist. So now we get to the only begotten Son, and he's known as the Ancient of Times, T-I-M-E-S, plural. Chew on that a little bit, because, you know, there's going to be something more on that down the road. In those days I beheld long ropes given to the angels, who took to their wings and fled, advancing towards the north. And I inquired of the angels, saying, wherefore have they taken those long ropes and gone forth? He said, they are gone forth to measure. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteous. And cords shall the righteous bring, that they may lean upon the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. The elect shall begin to dwell with the elect. And these are the measures which shall be given to faith, and which shall strengthen the word of righteousness. Okay, now, how many people have heard numerous people say that, yeah, these vaccine shots, they alter your DNA and RNA. Well, if you're being altered, how in the world are you going to be righteous when your cords are measured? I want you to think about that. My job, in my opinion, is to alert all the good people, don't be conned into this. You know, before they're going to get a shot in May, if it is the Lord's will, they'll have to pry something out of my cold, dead hand. And I'll be dead before they give me a shot. Now, if they hold me down and they force it into me, I'll stand up and do whatever the hell I can. Top of the hour break. Thank you. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.